The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the landscape of manpower here in Singapore, also your career and lifelong learning. Now, DBS Customer Center of the Future saw over 500 employees retrained to take on 13 new job roles. What? Including live chat agents, customer experience designers, voice biometric specialists, and the list goes on. Shahida Rosli is a digital evangelist at DBS Customer Center, or at DBS, and she talks us through the training and what now makes DBS Center cutting edge and ahead of the game. Shahida, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, how comfortable are you with tech?
I'm not tech savvy. Okay, but the thing
that depends on definition.
I mean, we're not
talking about coding and things like that. But are you comfortable using, say, apps and when the smartphone came out and all of that?
Yes, I am. So, you need to get the use of tech because it's actually something easy, you know, brings something like, you know, it makes it easier for us in life.
Increases productivity if we use the business and the job terms, right? Helps you with the job and makes you quicker. So what were some of the challenges you faced, though, training for this expanded role? 13 new job roles sounds a bit nuts. How can one do that?
Okay, as digital evangelist, because initially I started as a customer service officer. So the basic of digital evangelist is that we need that product knowledge at first, of course, to guide our customers. And from there, we need to also, you know, get them to start using internet banking, you know, or mobile banking, all the different digital channels. Okay, so we do go for training courses. Like, you know, we do have our, we are further trained in other products of the bank and like credit cards, or we do go through our like sales training through our in-house forum. So
you still have to know your stuff.
Yes, correct.
Technology can only help you so much.
Correct, you still
need to know what's going on. What were the biggest challenges you faced when you went through the training, though?
Okay, because when we were trained as the customer service officer, we are already trained to learn about internet banking, right? So as we go along, any updates on our internet banking, we need to read up on that and make use of the products ourselves, so that we actually get more comfortable, and it's easier for us to actually teach our customers what we have used. So you know, practice makes perfect, right? So that's one way. And we do also you know, read up on read up on like certain improvements, our training slides, all that. So we do have like...
So this is provided by the company
by the bank,
you.
Yes.
You have to do it outside of work time, though?
Sometimes, but we do, within the work times, we allocated time, like 1 or 2 hours each day for us to go through. Yeah, sometimes at our own time, we do also read up on new updates, that kind of thing, yeah. So
it's often ongoing, isn't
it?
Not on the job, you know, in 2 months, you all have to go for some huge training. It's going to take 3 days.
It's always kind of ongoing, on the job.
Right.
Correct.
How about some of your other colleagues? Were they facing challenges, though, as they expanded into a 13-role job? That still sounds a little nuts to me.
We take it in our stride. So we do want to be improved. You know, we do want to change. We have to change because the world's also changing. So we need to adapt to what are the coming changes. Like, you know, if you want to have this specific role, we have to, you know, go for training, right? So we know what about the specific role itself. So, and we learn things about it. We need to, so that we can handle our jobs.
Okay, help us out now. Your current job scope, what do you do?
Okay, firstly, the main thing is that we do contact customers, our frequent callers, and actually help them with their inquiries. And also from there, we guide them, educate them on using our digital channels. Okay. Of course,
this is usually via phone how do they? Okay.
Via phone, yes, correct.
So you don't take care of, say, a teller aspect of the job. You needn't be in a branch.
Yes,
facing
The facing customers. Okay. So it's still all by phone. So right. we call them teach them, guide them. So if they are uncomfortable, we give them our service to get, you know, give them the option to call us back whenever they have difficulties, so that at least we can handheld them until they are comfortable and at ease in doing using our digital channels.
Right.
Yeah. So we do also have events that we go. So sometimes, well, we talk to customers if we notice that, you know, they are staying near the, upcoming events, so we will invite them down for the event so that at least, you know, face-to-face teachings are sometimes better for some customers.
Right.
So it's easier. So, yeah. So we do also do annotations where we match answers by the bot so that we actually improve the bot's accuracy. Yeah. So the virtual assistant, the bot, yeah.
What are some of the challenges you've heard customers come to you with?
Sometimes
the website too complicated, Shahida. I can't. Too many things.
Yeah, we do have. yeah, we do have customers having too many options. Don't know where to go to do this transaction. You know, difficulty sometimes logging in. So you have to guide them slow, step by step.
So like, it's almost like you're an IT specialist. It comes to.
Yes.
To some degree, right?
Yes, yeah, so we do troubleshooting also. So, yes. Like, so they have problems, like, you know, they can't do certain transactions, they will get them to send us the print screen and send check for them, that kind of thing. So, we'll have to get back to them also. Correct.
Why is continuous learning important for you, Shahida? I know you mentioned earlier, of course, the world is changing and we have to move along with it.
So, personally, I think we need to improve ourselves also. So we cannot, we need to learn. So we can also use the knowledge on what we use to help customers. Okay. When we help customers, right, and if, for example, if something new comes out, we, you know, we can help them with the information, then it's very gratifying and very nice.
Have you heard from friends and family that they are enjoying how DBS is rolling out its services?
Yeah, actually,
in terms of it being easier, maybe?
I've heard a lot of, especially customers, even families are using mobile banking. You know, they find it very
convenient,
yeah. So very easy. So especially, you know, checking their balance, they don't even need to log in. You can just slide and pick the balance on our mobile app. So something, yeah, something's very easy.
What about if I told you my mom refuses to use the smartphone that I gave her and will probably still call you and ask you, what should I do and how can I do things? Uh-huh. Do you still encounter, perhaps,
the
older generation of
people
who are resistant to technology?
Yeah, so the group of customers that we call actually falls on under different ages. So we do call customers over 60, 70. So we do guide them. I know they are mostly not keen to try, but you know, we do take time, explain to them and try them. Sometimes maybe not internet banking, maybe something, if, for example, they do call in just to check their balance, then we have other digital channels like SMS banking, which is probably much easier for them. So, yeah, but we'll try and see the demographic or the customer view. And, yeah.
And all of that information is at your fingertips, so that makes it easy too,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
Mm. Shahida Rosli is digital evangelist with DBS, and DBS Customer Center is of the future because they retrained 500 of their employees to take on 13 new job roles. So Shahida Rosli is off to her very busy job taking on those 13 new roles. Shahida, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.